Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. The subject, get a load of this, guys. It's the D for me. Mm. We'll get into it in just a little bit.
Well, it's the P for me. And that's Fiends. I'm rooting for Chris Paul.
It's
I'm rooting for Chris Paul.
Okay. Sleep. It's for S. The S is sleep. That's what it is for me. It's sleep.
All right, we'll get into that just a little later. But the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Nev?
Fight night. Oh. Fight night. All right. Okay. Fight night. Here we go. Let's go, Cat Dog. Fight night.
Hello. Hey, I'm trying to speak to Troy. Yeah, me. Hey, Troy, how you doing, man? This is Kirby, man. I live a couple streets over from you. What's happening with you, brother?
Kirby.
Kenny gave me. You got Kenny. You know Kenny on your street, right?
Oh yeah, yeah, I know Kenny.
Yeah. Kenny gave me your number, man. I wanted to reach out. I'm inviting a lot of people in the neighborhood, man, to Mayweather fight. So I'm inviting a lot of people over to the fight party over here at my house.
Oh, yeah, I was wondering if I was going to watch it on fight, too, man. That don't sound like a bad idea, man.
Okay, well, listen, man, come on through. Everybody going to be getting here, like, around 7:30. And, man, we got food, we got liquor, margarita machine. My boy, he going to be on the grill with the burgers and the hot dogs, man. And one of my other partners going to be smoking some wings, man. So we good, right, man. So I'm just inviting a bunch of people in the neighborhood to come through.
Cool. You need me to bring something through, man? Some wine, anything, what?
Look here, now that you mention it, man, we missing a little something. Let me ask you this here, Troy, you got cable at your house?
Yeah, I got cable here.
Okay, listen, here what we need, man. I got about 4,000 feet of cable cord, and what I want to do is come over there and hook up this cable cord to your house and run it two streets over to my house so we can watch the fight in the backyard.
Wait. Hold up, man. I know you didn't just say. Now say that again. You got four.
See, we got, like I say, we got the food, the liquor, all of that, man. You know, a lot of people coming over. But see, the problem is I ain't got cable here at the house.
Well, how is you going to have a fight party and you ain't got no cable?
And that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. You asked me what could you help out with, so that's what I'm asking you. I used to work for the cable company. I know how to hook it up at your house. I know how to bypass pay-per-view. We're going to run it two streets over. I got a real durable cable cord. I got a big TV I'm going to put out in the backyard.
You call me and invite me to a fight party. Y'all ain't got no cable. Now you want me to do something illegal and run 4,000 feet of cable wire two streets over to my backyard, over the fence. I'm out here with these white folks. Give me put out. I'm already having a problem with my mortgage already. Now you want me to do something illegal or get me put out?
Okay, I understand that, dog. But listen, what I'm saying is, dog, we just talking about for a few hours. We ain't open. It ain't like we been doing it for a couple of days or nothing.
I don't know how you can even call up a cat, man, and invite him out to a fight party and you ain't got no cable.
Okay, but I invited you to. You finna get liquor and food and stuff, man. You finna have a good time. Do man, your part. Let me get a little bit of your cable for a couple of hours so everybody can watch the fight.
So you want to have a fight party at my house? Man, I don't know you like that.
I'm not saying we having it at your house.
My house, man.
We having it at my house. We just using your cable.
Man, I can't have no cable. I don't do nothing illegal, man. I'm not having no police in front of my house, man. I got a family now. I'm a family man. I get up every morning and go to work. I work hard.
I'm just telling you for a few hours, man, so we can everybody see the Mayweather fight, man.
Man, you saying Kirby and Kenny, man, I don't really know y'all people like that, man. I don't know Kenny well. I just know because to keep a nice yard, man. I don't know y'all. I can't be having no laws and all this. My children running while this cable coming from my house. I can't have that, man. I'm out here with these white folks. These white folks is not having it, man.
I understand all that, man, but I didn't invite all these people. I can't disappoint these people. I got to have the fight on at the house.
I understand your situation, my brother. I want to be at your house watching the fight, too, but I ain't nowhere in the world I'm going to have no 4,000 foot of cable running from my house. I can't see that one happen. I'm out here in the suburb now with a family now. I can't do no type of thing, man. I don't want no police. I don't want the cable people.
Hey, man, what I'm trying to tell you is I'm not going to disappoint these people. Now, I want to have your approval, but I'm coming to hook this cable up.
You coming well to hook up a cable?
I'm coming to your house to hook this cable and run it two streets over.
Oh, so if I say you can't hook it up, you're going to come and hook up anyway. That's what you're telling me?
I'm telling you I can't disappoint these people. I'm coming to hook this cable up, man, whether you like it or not.
Oh, now, if you put it in front of my power 4,000 for the cable, it's going to be a guy. Right.
Hey, man, I can't disappoint these people. Now, I'm just trying to get you to show some love for 4 hours.
You ain't going to disappoint them. You don't have a show for them. If you come over to my house, you bring them people you got over there with you so they can see a fight.
Hey, man, what is you saying? You trying to tell me you ain't going to let me hook the cable up when I get over there?
I stand up on it. I be waiting out there with no shirt and a shot, nigga. And you ain't going to last 15 rounds with me.
Hey, man, I'm not finna sit here and get it. Me, you was cool.
I'm cool to an extent, but like, you're not finna get me to break no law in front of my children out here, man. I'm 39 years old. I don't play them games, man. When I was younger, you may would have kind of coerced me with a lot of money, but hey, I'm not going for that route this time, brother. I'm not having all that activity going on in my house.
I'm coming over there, and I'm hooking up this table.
Well, you come on here, you so bad. I got something for you, Tuffy. You come on. I'm going to sit in front of my house right now. Tell Kenny to come 22, Mr. Curry. I got something for all y'all.
All I'm telling you is I'm coming over there to hook my cable up so these people can watch fight.
Hey, well, line it up then. Yeah, you going to come take some cable from my house, line it up. I'm going to have my wife tape my hands up right now. It's going to be a fight.
I got one more thing I need to say to you, though. Is you listening?
I don't care what you say. You come in front of my house, you better bring some help with you because you ain't going to leave here. You come in front of my house with some cable cord. I don't give a who you is, and I'm going to whoop Kenny. And whenever I see him, I'm whooping him on sight. I don't care if my children in the car and his children in the car. And I'm going to whoop you if you come around here with that nonsense this time. You're going to hook some cable in my eye. I'm going to put something on you right here, man. You come out of my eyes right now with that.
I said I got one more thing to say to you. Are you listening?
What you got to say
is you listening to me.
I'm listening.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your boy.
Who is who you say this is?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Man, I know you ain't called my phone, man. My blood pressure high as hell. You got me ready to squabble, man. I got bad cholesterol, man. Now you done raised my cholesterol level and everything, man. You got me ready to whoop somebody out here.
All right, man, I got to ask you this right here, Troy. What is the baddest, I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land?
Man, the Steve Harvey Morning Show, man. Y'all crazy.
Man. There you have it. Come on, Tuffy.
I like
come
on, that Tuffy. One, Tuffy. Yeah.
Come on, Tuffy. I'm right here, Tuffy. Let's go.
You're going to put so 4,000 feet worth of cable.
He's not having it. He is not having it. No.
Oh, he was
he's
mad
not,
at you.
At it.
Yes. He played too much. Mm-mm.
But that's how you're supposed to do it. You know what I'm saying? That's how you prank somebody. You call somebody, you lay out the you know, you lay out the program, what we're trying to do, and then you hit a nerve. You hit a you got to hit blood. But black people all black people have blood pressure. It just ain't up all the time. But it don't take but one nerve. When you hit that one nerve, it spikes. Okay? Spiking. Okay? When you get when black people start saying word like Tuffy, blood pressure is high. Okay? That's high.
He was a good man, though. Tough. Changed his life around, family man, and everything.
Yeah, he had there with white folks. He don't want to have it.
But a few years ago,
I'm
you could have got it.
With white people.
Right, Jay.
When you hear black people say, "I'm out here with these white folks," right. Where
they
is
have
that?
Changed.
Where is that?
I'm out here with these white folks, man. I'm way out here, man.
Do nothing illegal.
Hey, I'm on my way. Tonight is my first show tonight in Virginia Beach, and you know, I'm excited. I got two shows tonight, two Friday, two Saturday. Everything is sold completely out. I do not take this for granted no more. Are y'all listening to me, Virginia Beach? Virginia Beach, I don't take this for granted no more. The Lord then let us back on stage to do stand-up comedy, and I'm coming to give you everything I got.
Come on,
so
Jesus.
If you got your ticket, oh, I'm so excited for you. I'm so excited for you.
All right,
I really am.
You. Coming up next, Strawberry Letter. It's the D for me is the subject. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on Season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.